Welcome into a Wednesday Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with Jeff Loggeman and John Osier as we move along, getting ready for the Tennessee Titans to come into town on Sunday here at Everbank Field. Okay, huge news today, guys.
Huge news.
Huge news. Blaine Gabbert, LaRon Robinson, both placed on injured reserve. Mm-hmm. They're done for the year. Blaine actually met with James Andrews, the specialist up in Birmingham, yesterday on the off day, and the move was made today. What's the latest, John?
Well, to clear up any confusion, Blaine's going to have surgery on the non-throwing shoulder early next week, I believe Monday. But the reason he was put on IR is the contusion that he suffered on the forearm is such that he's not going to be able to grip the ball or really throw or be back for so long that it made sense to go ahead and end his season.
Yeah, Andrews had told him that it's 6 to 8 weeks just to recover from what he's got going on down here. You know, we're talking 6 games left in the season. You know, and I want to make sure that we're very clear on that, because, I mean, a lot of people would say, well, mm-hmm. you know, he got demoted. Chad Henne was named the starter, and so now he's bagging on the year, right. And he's choosing to have the surgery, and that is not the case.
And he really didn't find out the severity of it until Tuesday when he went and saw Dr. Andrews.
Right.
But then at that point they said, hey, you're going to be down anyway. Let's go ahead and get the left fixed so that you can get back as early as possible for the off season.
I mean, we saw in the television, you know, at first when we were looking at it during the game, I thought the blue on his forearm was from the paint, the mm-hmm. Texans logo that was on the field. That was not paint. That was immediate edema right below the elbow, and that's not a good thing for a quarterback. He literally said that he could not grip the ball and even had some weakness as of today.
So he's done for the year. Mm-hmm. Mike Mularkey addressed again the quarterback situation today in his Wednesday press conference. He did a little bit on Monday, but clarified a few things, right?
Well, he's clearly given Chad Henne every chance to be the guy. He was asked today, if Chad Henne plays well, does he have a chance to be the permanent starter? And Mike said, yes, if he plays well, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically, yes, he has a chance to be the guy.
I think that's the case all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if any individual plays well, then they've got an opportunity to be the guy. But we'll see. You know, I really have a hard time with saying Blaine Gabbert is not going to be the guy anymore, just because what he came into was an absolute train wreck. Mm-hmm. An absolute train wreck. Coaching situation last year, ownership change last year. He was a true junior coming out.
Right, even without all that, very young to do what he was trying to do.
Yeah, and you know, you would have had the perfect scenario, I think, would have been in which the way Tennessee has handled Jake Locker. He sat an entire year and sat back and watched and learned from Matt Hasselbeck. But it didn't happen. And so now the reality is that, you know, Blaine's got to come back and earn the right mm-hmm. to be the guy. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it is in the NFL, and that's the way it always will be.
And I think it's significant in talking to him today toward the end of his time with the media, he used that phrase, I need to come back, need to get better, all the cliches you hear. And then he said, and get my job back. So he knows it's a competition, and he needs to earn it back.
One note about starting quarterbacks, Chad Henne will be the 15th starting quarterback in Jaguars history. The first starting quarterback, Steve Berline, is calling the game for CBS on Sunday.
CBD.
Steve, yeah, and that didn't last very long. I mean, you know, it was kind of a crazy situation in 1995 because, you know, Steve was the guy, but we all knew. I mean, everybody knew. Johnny knew. The locker room knew that it was just a matter of time before Mark Brunell would be the guy. And if I remember correctly, Steve didn't like it very much when Mark Brunell was named the starter back in 95.
No, because he was still at the stage of his career. He had had a good year in Arizona a couple years back. He would go on to have a pretty good career in Carolina. He was a starting quarterback. But, you know, at the time, the line was struggling, and Mark was better at that point. And it was clear that Mark was going to be the guy.
How do you say they were struggling? They had Tony Boselli.
And?
Tony Boselli's all you need.
Ask Tony. That's true.
Let's talk Tennessee Titans quickly.
That was a shot, by the way. I'm telling Tony that one.
That's good.
You're scared.
Bring it on.
You're scared.
Hey, you got a show you can figure it out on the radio show tonight, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Let's talk Tennessee Titans. I mean, Chris Johnson early this year just got paid. He was not producing on the field. But over the last few weeks, things have changed with Chris Johnson. What is it?
Well, he's more decisive. You know, watching him even earlier this year, me and you were watching a couple of plays of him, he was at times indecisive. I think that was probably his biggest knock, was that he's indecisive over the last 2 years. And this year, I don't know what's changed, but I know it's changed. Chris Johnson is starting to look like, at times, like he did back in 2009 when he ran for over 2,000 yards. And that's a scary situation for any team that has to face him because he has truly elite speed. I mean, he runs 4.25, 4.24, somewhere in that range. And if you combine him with a mobile quarterback in Jake Locker, you know, you better make sure you're aware.
Well, really the key for Chris Johnson is when he's breaking long runs, it really makes him look like, you know, look like a different back. I think his yards per carry this year is 5.1. He's had 280-plus runs in the last, I think, four games. That's always sort of been his M.O. He's not going to get you five and six every time, but he can score from anywhere.
I'll take that.
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely, it would, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, Parmalee had, what, 24 carries, 80 yards at Houston, and Chris Johnson gets 80 yards in one carry. I'll take that.
Sure.
He's a great back. Great back. But over the last couple of years, he has not been a great back, but he's playing like one now.
It's been a relatively busy week around here, guys, don't you say?
Just a little. Just a little, you know, and you hope that things start to settle down. I mean, that was a disappointing loss at Houston and an emotional loss. But, you know, the one good thing that I take out of that game was that, you know, after the game in the locker room, because there was a decision that was made at the end of that game where Coach Mularkey decided to go for it on 4th and 10 in overtime, which basically means we're going to either try to win this thing or we're going to lose it. I think that's what the statement was at that time. You know, and to a man talking to the guys in the locker room after that game, they all backed their coach on that decision, and they all said to a man, we came here to win. And if that attitude can help you build something for this week playing at home against the Titans, that's a good thing. But if the emotional drain of losing in overtime at Houston gets to this football team, it could be like what it's been at home so far.
Yeah, I don't expect that. I think the lift from getting Chad Henne in there, regardless of how that happened, 4 touchdown passes, 354 yards, you felt an energy to it. You would hope that that comes in and sort of supplants this whole home funk that they've had, and that means maybe we have a fedora burning ceremony soon.
Nice. I'd like to see that for sure. That'd be a great way to celebrate Thanksgiving.
One that fits.
That's right. Guys, have a great holiday, all right?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
We'll be back on Friday with more Inside the Jaguars.